Okay, our goal, hopefully we'll accomplish it, is to finish all of Hilchos Tshuva before Yom Kippur. So I'll be Yom Kippur in case we get stuck. We can do it all night. Yom Kippur night, we'll go through the rest of it together. We'll discuss the times, we'll see what type of people try to keep a little heads up when we're going to be doing it. The Rav in Hilchos Mada, which is Sefer Mada, found in Hilchos Tshuva, the very, very last part of Sefer Mada. So as he does with all of his sets of halachos, he writes a kotera, which is he gives a topic, a category. He tells you how many mitzvahs are found in each of these works that he has. Hilchos Tshuva, mitzvahs ase achas. I'm right now reading from the top, right under Hilchos Tshuva. It looks like this, the page. Mitzvahs ase achas, v'hi sheyashuva chote mechetu v'nei Hashem v'yisvader. There's one mitzvah ase in the entire Hilchos Tshuva. It's 10 prakim filled with only one mitzvah found in the entire thing. And that is that you should return from your chet, you do tshuva, and you do vidui, and you confess. Ubir mitzvah zu v'yikarim hanigrarim ima b'glal prakim elu. And the mitzvah, the explanation of this mitzvah, and all the topics that are dragged along will be what's explained over the course of these prakim, these 10 prakim. If you read the Rambam right now, the first kotar, if I asked you, describe for me the mitzvah of tshuva, what is it? What's that? Tshuva. Okay. And vidui. And confession. Now, as we get along, we'll see doesn't seem that that's the way the Rambam is going to go in the end. But right now, it sounds like Yashuv Hachote Mecheto, that you return from your chet, and you confess about what you did wrong. Okay, we'll get to it right now. This first halacha, which all we're doing today is really the first halacha. We'll see, it's not so clear. But one thing that is clear is that tshuva is not vidui. Right? It says Sheyashuv V'yitvadeh. Two completely separate things. Something called tshuva and something called vidui. They're not the same thing. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense what the Rambam here says. Again, if you read the words inside, it says, "She yashuv hachote mecheto, v'yisvadeh," and that you also do tshuva. It's two separate steps. Sounds like two separate steps. If I only do one part of that, I really can only do. I can't do one of the parts. I can only do. Try this again. There's two parts to it. I can do A and not B, but I can't do B and not A. Which one can I do without the other one? Which one can I not do without the other one? But I can do tshuva. I can really feel bad about it. I can feel bad. And I cannot confess. I can feel bad. We do all the time, probably. We probably feel bad all the time about things, and we don't confess. But you can't really confess, unless, I mean, you could, but it's really not really called confessing if you're lying about it. I could do real heartfelt tshuva. I feel terrible for what I did, but I never get to the confession stages. Would that count? Is that a mitzvah? Is that a mitzvah of tshuva? Sounds like that wouldn't work. I can't possibly do a real confession if I didn't feel bad about what I did. That's an impossibility. But it seems like it's a two-step process. The Rambam, as we get through right now, as you see later on, it's not really that way. But you're also not going to see definition for tshuva for a little while. We're not going to get to the word tshuva yet. It's really in the second parak. We'll see a little more of it. Okay. Parak Rishon, Halacha Aleph. Kol mitzvah shebetorah, bein aseh, bein lo taseh, yim'avar adam alachas mehen, bein bezadam, bein beshkaga, kishyaseh tshuva v'yishuv v'chetzo, chayav lizvalos nash akel baruchu. Which means, every mitzvah in the Torah, whether it's a positive commandment or a negative commandment that you violated, if you go against any one of them, whether intentionally or by accident, when kishyaseh tshuva, it's a very, very strange formulation. Again, reading this first sentence right now, what's the mitzvah? Only vidui. Only vidui. It says the words, kishayasa tshuva. When you do tshuva, then you do vidui. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is chayv lizvados v'nerachel baruch hu. What happened to tshuva? Why is that not a mitzvah? It seemed like right above in the original koteris in the headline of this set of halachas, that there was two parts, sheyashuv v'yisvadeh. We just lost half of our mitzvah. When one would go about doing tshuva, there's a mitzvah to do vidui in the process. It's like tshuva is a necessary, a necessity to do vidui, but it in and of itself does not count at all for a mitzvah. Why do you think that would be the case? Why would it be that tshuva is not part of a mitzvah of tshuva? Of Hilchos tshuva, there's no din of tshuva, there's din of vidui. Why do you think there's no mitzvah also of tshuva? What's that?
It's not an action.
Tshuva is not an action. Okay, it could be that really, well, neither is, let's say, belief, but we have a mitzvah to believe. But Eud's right. I mean, tshuva is not, it's not a behavior. It's a thought or it's a mindset. So maybe you can't give it, but we do have mitzvahs that are mindsets, that are thoughts. We love Hashem with all our heart. We fear Hashem. It does exist. And the Rambam, by the way, himself, as Eitan can tell you, where did Eitan go? As Eitan can tell you, you blended in, I'm sorry. Anyways, it says there's a mitzvah. At the very beginning, we did together in Sefer Mada. So sort of Torah, there's a mitzvah to love God and to fear God. Those are feelings. So once again, why would there not be a mitzvah to do tshuva? Yeah, yes, what do you think?
I feel like it's more natural to feel bad for doing something, but it's not like,
because the Yitzhak right now is making an assumption, which is an assumption which is not wrong, but it's an assumption that he's defining tshuva. We don't know what tshuva even means yet. If I ask you, define tshuva for me, what does it mean? Yitzhak's feeling bad. Okay? It might be part of it. As a matter of fact, if we just take one quick turn of the page, at least in mine, to Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, just turn one page over, we're going to see exactly what tshuva is. We haven't even seen tshuva yet. We just know when you do tshuva, we don't know what that even means yet. Look right now in Beis Beis, we'll just read quickly this part. Umahia tshuva. What exactly is tshuva? Hu she'azov achote mecheto. When you leave the chait behind, you turn your thoughts from that sin, and you haven't, you commit in your mind, never again. That's what tshuva is. And yet, that's not a mitzvah. Why not? Why is it not a mitzvah? So Mesh Chacham has a beautiful idea. Mesh Chacham brings down, he explains that, what's the mitzvah going to be? Let's say I committed a crime, I ate not kosher food. What's my tshuva mitzvah going to be? That I'm committing to, I ate not kosher anymore. One second, isn't that already mitzvah? That predated my tshuva. I already had a mitzvah I could eat not kosher. I messed it up, but it was there beforehand, and it's there afterwards. If mitzvah tshuva is a mitzvah of not making the same mistake again, well, the whole point of it being a mistake was that it was already an existing law. You can't possibly be mechayev myself a law that was already chai before I did it wrong in the first place. The mitzvah now is to get to regret what I did, not do it again. Well, that's already a law. And to confess over it. Well, that we haven't had yet.
You didn't say in your head, I'm never going to eat not kosher. After you ate not kosher, that's when you decided.
But is there a din of me making a statement that I'm going to keep a law? Is it, like, let's say I make a swear, I'm going to keep a certain law. Is that a valid swear?
There has to be some action of messing up first.
Okay, so we'll get that in one second. But is it a valid? If I say, oh yeah, I swear I'm going to put tefillin on, I make a neder. Is that a valid neder? No, it's called you can't make a neder about what's already you already. It's called musla ba'omid. You already were sworn to keep it from the time of Har Sinai, and the same thing with the reverse. If I ever swear not to keep the law in the Torah, it says you can't make a swear about something that you already were sworn to have to keep. So because the Mesh Rabbah explains the whole idea, what's what tshuva mean? It means tshuva means return. It means go back from what you did to something new, to something you're telling. Sorry, to what you would do before you to not doing that violation. But that was already a pre-existing law. I can't obligate myself a second time for the law I already was commanded to do. And therefore, according to Mesh Chachma, there's no mitzvah called tshuva, because that already existed before we even started this whole discussion. The mitzvah of vidui, though, is different. The mitzvah to confess is quite different. We'll see what confession means in 1 minute. The Mesh Chachma says one more thing. And back to something actually Eitan and I learned together a number of months ago. There's one thing that does become a new reality for me when I commit a crime. There's one obligation that I do have now if I start making repeated crimes in this certain area. What is the Rambam, the famous Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Deos, what does he hold? What does he hold is the law. If I start to go a certain direction, how do I get to become a Beinoni? How do I do that? What do? To get to become a Beinoni?
Take yourself the other way.
I got to go the opposite way. I have a new law. I was acting, let's say, I'm right now in the Beinoni section, and I took two steps to the right, crime, whatever it is. My obligation, I have a new law now to do this. Not to go back, but to go back two steps this way. So according to Mesh Rabbah, there is a possibility, one could have argued, that there is a din called tshuva, that you have to actually have new mitzvahs and laws you keep now. Two steps to the left, because you took two steps to the right, or you want to get back to the middle. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds that tshuva is what it is. It's a bringing back a person to the place you should be all along, and therefore you can't demand the mitzvah of tshuva, because that was demanded for you before you even started this whole discussion. Fine. So we're back now to saying that really the mitzvah is a mitzvah of vidui. Let's see what vidui really is. Shneimar, it says, now whenever you see the Rambam, whenever he quotes the law, the halacha, that's going to be the halacha he quotes in the Koteret, he'll always do what? He'll always prove it to you from, what's the Rambam always going to do? A pasuk. He's got to quote a pasuk in the Torah. All bits we have are from the Torah. So if he's ever going to say, and here is a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to do vidui, and he's going to quote to you the source, chapter and verse. Shneimar, ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos adam o mal b'ashem, that's the pasuk, which means man or woman, when he does any all crimes out there, and he's lim ol mal b'Hashem. What does it mean lim ol mal? What's me'ila? What's the isra of me'ila? If I take personal benefit of something that's off limits to me, really every crime in theory is off limits to me, and I take personal benefit, so it's the isra of me'ila. So when you ever use something that's me'ila, that's taking personal benefit from a crime, and this soul became guilty, and then you must confess. And that's called vidui dvarim. The very important line here. Vidui dvarim, you cannot do vidui in your mind. And we'll see why later on. Vidui has to be spoken. If you don't speak it out, It's not considered vidoy. You could have in your mind the most kavanah in your tefillah and your davening, and you have vidoy like you cried out, vidoy in your heart. It does not count. It does not count. We'll see later on why it doesn't count. We'll discuss why it doesn't count later on. And vidoy is mitzvah's asay. And again, he says over here, not tshuva. Vidoy is a mitzvah's asay. It is the only mitzvah. The Rambam says it over and over again, even though the Kotaris is unclear. In the actual Rambam itself, it's pretty clear that the mitzvah is vidoy, and it's not tshuva, for reasons that maybe that we mentioned in, as a Meshach but brings down. Ketza misvada. Now we get to the actual letter of the law. How do you do it? How do we do vidoy? And we'll see that we do actually, this is what we do, you know, we at least a form of this. Omer, an Hashem chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha. Vasisi kach v'chach. Which means, please Hashem, I did chet, aviti, pashati. What does each of these words mean? What's chatasi? What's aviti? What's pashati? So a chet is something that is done with shogeg. A chet is shogeg, which means it's an accident. Oops, it's my bad. That's one level of vidoy. And then even worse than that, next one we have over here is the word aviti. Aviti is something done b'mezid. I did it on purpose. There's even one. What's worse than that? What's worse than purpose? Pashati. What could be worse than on purpose? What's worse than mezid? Shogeg, mezid?
You despite God.
Spite. Good. Merit means rebellion. I rebelled. Pashati means I rebelled. So again, I could do something on purpose and not rebel. I know I'm doing something wrong, but I can't control myself. It's not a rebellion against God. But the moment I do pashati, that's rebellion. And by the way, again, I think most of us probably, I don't know, I mean, you didn't tell me your deep dark secrets, but I'm available if you want to speak later about them. I don't think most of us do things for rebellion's sake. After, well, you spoke to me, anyway, I'll tell you later on, everyone. But pashati, most of us don't do things out of rebellion. We don't say, you know what, God, I don't care what you think. We say, I know I'm doing it wrong. I just can't control myself. I have a type. I'm a human being. I'm somewhat animal-like, and that part's overcoming me, and I can't control myself. That's the middle category. That's the avisi. Pashati is a very, very serious crime, but even that you can do tshuva for. I did the following things. Very nichamti uboshti masai. What's nichamti? I have such a regret and a boshti, and I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Ula olam eini chozel davar zed. I'll never go back to this ever again. That's part of vidoy. Okay. And then over here says the words zehu ikar which vidoy. This is the ikar of vidoy. Without this formulation that we just described, you're not yotze vidoy. And this is the last line. V'chol marbe lizvados umarach minyan zeh harizem shubach. The more, the merrier. The more you can elaborate for us, the more you can share with us, the better it is in the process of vidoy. Now, two questions. Number one, how can you say any chozel davar zeh?
Isn't that tshuva?
What's that?
Isn't that exactly what
tshuva was? Well, tshuva is could be a mental state. It's not a verbal state. Tshuva means you're right. They're part of tshuva is the idea that I'm not going to go back to this ever again. It's true. It's part of tshuva. Right. Why is it nearly an impossibility to say chatasi avisi pashati? I'll never go back to it ever again. What's that? The words that I will never olam eni chozel davar zeh. We don't say that formulation, I don't think, at any point in time, but it could be what we do say may. I have to look at the nusach of the. I mean, we start them over here. When Svartim say it every day, they say chadasi, they say zasham begadim, they don't say this slashim. They don't say chadasi, they don't say this, do you?
No, you say it
wrong. And you say also the next part? No. The next part you don't say. Why is it hard to say the next part? It's very hard. One of the things we mentioned that you do is, we said three things we do. We said we do something merit, which is rebellious. We do something on purpose. Shogig. How can I say, the whole point of shogig is, it was an accident. It was a mistake. I didn't mean to do that. How can you commit, if I can say over here, I'm never going to do something I know is wrong, and I'm committed to doing it again, but how can you say something that is an accident? How can you say I'm not going to do it again? That's hard to say. So I'll turn it over if I can, just to explain that possibility. Yeah, you have an answer?
Commit to trying as hard as you can to not put yourself in a situation to do that again.
Okay, I commit to taking the steps necessary to avoid accidents. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a fascinating Gemara in Makos that brings down, the Gemara brings down Asakasha. It says, why do we have, you look in we have a certain amount of Ari Mikla, besides the Ari Levim. How many Ari Mikla are there out there? How many Ari Mikla are there? The city refuge we have altogether, not including the Levim cities.
Six.
And the broken up, the Gemara Makos explains, the Torah finds the Torah as well, that we had 2.5 tribes on one side of the Ardain, and the 9.5 tribes inside Eretz Yisrael proper, and they split up 3 on each side of those two. The Gemara Makos asks Akasha, I don't understand, why in the world would you have the same amount of Ari Miklat for people who were 2.5 tribes and for 9.5 tribes? It makes no sense at all. And the Gemara there says, the following line says, because on that side of the Ardain, the other side, 2.5 tribes, Shchichi Rotskim. What does that mean, Shchichi Rotskim? A lot of murderers there. What's the problem with saying that, Yitz?
Sure, all the
Yeah, you don't go unless you're an accidental murderer, not if you're a purpose intentional murderer. So why in the world would that be the answer to this question? So there is a, an answer, which I'm not going to tell you right now. There's a real answer, but I'm going to give you a...
Is more prone to murder?
Oh, so if you remember, the 2.5 tribes that stayed on the other side of the Arden, they asked to stay there. Why? Who knows why they asked to stay there?
It's better land.
It was better land for the cattle, which means that they put their cattle before they put their own families. And Moshe rebuked them on that. But if your priorities are off, then it's likely that more accidents are going to happen. And what are they called? They're called rotschim. Because sometimes when you're accident prone, it's not because you're just like that guy, even though there are guys who are that guy. It's not because you're that guy. It's because you're that guy who didn't take precautions to stop being that guy. And that is something you can control. And that's what you say over here. I'm never going to let that happen to me again. I'm going to make sure, make my business, to not do things with Shogun anymore. And by the way, something that we can take in our lives as well over today. We do this. I forgot to make a bracha. Oh, I forgot to make a bracha achrona. I don't think I benched. Did I make a bracha before I did it or not? Did I say, y'all, we do things regularly that are filled with mistakes. No one thinks you're intentionally doing something wrong, but we do think that you're negligent. And ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is ignorant. And therefore, when you avoid doing things because you just didn't think it through properly, that's a crime. That's not okay. And that's something over here that you require tshuva for. That's a big chiddush over here. Something that you do by accident, you require to do tshuva things you do by accident as well. And that's already a chiddush. We'll stop over here, but we'll continue this next time in the middle of Halacha Aleph.